put something on my heart. I want to share it, even though we might go over like a few minutes.
It's okay.
And it's in Ecclesiastes 3. To everything, there was a popular song in the 60s and 70s that sung this, but to everything there is a season, a time for a purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up battles to plant, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time to war, and a time to peace. And I want to drop down to verse, well, there's only two more verses, but I'm going to drop down to verse 11 anyway. He, meaning God, hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I was challenged by somebody, in this ministry that I do, I like to give out these coins, wherever you spend eternity. And the guy who I got these coins from, he is not a King James, he kind of badmouths King James in subtle ways. And he quoted this verse from another version that said, which said, he hath put eternity in their hearts. And that's a like 180 contrast. And it really, I guess this is why it bugged me this whole week. Because if you replace that, because in the other version they say it translates the rest of it correctly. He hath put the world in their hearts, that would be replaced with eternity in their hearts. So that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. And the trouble with me, because that word, world, in the book of the Strong's, is called olam. It means long, olam. And it means
is
long.
Is that O-L-A-M?
O-L-A-W-M, olam. And it means long time, which makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense from the context. So if God really put eternity in the heart to make them want eternal things, why would he do it so that the man will not know his work from the beginning to the end? I mean, doesn't compute. And so, well, the word world does mean time. It means the etymology of the word world, if you can look this up, word is where we get the word werewolf. Were means man. And old means age. And so literally it means the age of man, the time of man. You know, like when we have this timeline behind us, it goes from Adam and Eve to the end, well, it should go on to the second coming. But that is man's time. And that's what God put in his heart. Because man, you can see it in your kids. You know, they don't think that the end of life could be like the next second. And we always think that we're always going to have this little bit longer time. You know, and so we put long time in our hearts. But in the world, they're like, I think we're always going to, that we're going to be here the next day, the next day, the next day. So, and God put that in their hearts, that they might not know his work from the beginning to the end. Well, if you do the opposite, what would happen if for a second you thought, I'm going to die tomorrow? Well, you'd be thinking about real eternity, wouldn't you? You'd be thinking about Where do I stand with God? It is a point you made once about Baptist the judgment. And that's what, when the Holy Spirit sent, when God sent the Holy Spirit, Christ and the Holy Spirit, he sent them to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And this is what's beautiful about our sin. We come here not to have a party, not to think about, exalt each other or what great things we do, or Lord, invest. No, we come here to die. We come here to hear the word of God that convicts our spirits of truth, to fellowship in one body, and that is how we will know his work from the beginning to the end. Once we hear about it. So why did God put the world in their heart? Why wouldn't God want man to know his time and end to the beginning? Because it says he's not willing that any should perish, but they all should come to repentance. And I believe the answer to that is faith. We have to come to God through faith. We have to, and it takes faith to stop and think that this life is not worth it. And it's not that I was created in sin and I need a Savior. And so anyway, I just wanted to add that. I don't think the King James was wrong. He did put the world in man's hearts, meaning, and often you'll see the word world replaced with the word age in some versions.
Right.
And they're not wrong, really. Like the Great Commission, to the end of the age. I'd like to say age, that's correct. To the end of the, but it's talking about age of man. To the end of the world, I didn't know that people knew that world actually means time, but it does. It's man's time, but we need to think beyond that through faith to know that